From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Hey, this is Suji from Sam I Am. When I'm not busy on a European tour or eating burritos or watching TV or not getting high because I don't do that, I'm listening to Scott on Insomnia Radio in San Francisco.
Forgotten names that I pretend to know, it hasn't even been that long. So how have you been? You look the same. Remember when the Doughboys played a Gilman and they broke up on your lawn? And I wish it could always be like this. Is something I've been missing. It's not too late to change what you become. Saw everyone, buried our friend and his gun. I think he'd be happy here right now. So don't be jaded. I don't wanna spend another long and lonely weekend by the phone without anyone to call. Judgment and the games, forget the shit talk and the shame. You will only be young for so long. And I wish it could always be like this. Is something I've been missing. It's not too late to change what you become. And the last time I saw everyone, we buried our friend and his gun.
Everybody, that was Sam I Am with their song Dull from their excellent, excellent album that came out in 2000. The album is called Astray, and I am stoked to be able to play them here on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Hi guys, this is Scott, and Sam I Am is an indie legend, not just here in the Bay Area, but all over the place. They've got a huge following in the U.S. as well as Europe. And, wow, I never actually thought that I'd be able to spin them on this show. But thanks to a couple of people for making that happen. First off, was Sergi, their guitarist, who you heard in the station ID. And he put me in touch with their label people. And thanks to G at Hopeless Records, he's their representative, and he basically enabled me to play them on this show. So I thank you both very much. Now, Sam I Am has not released an album since 2000, and in the meantime, they have done a couple of European tours and basically kind of decided that was going to be about it, but recently decided they were having too much fun and are currently in the studio. I talked to Sergi the other day, and I also got an update on their MySpace site. They have recorded all the bass and drum tracks. They did that at Tiny Telephone here in San Francisco, and they're headed down to LA to do all of the overdubs and mixing and mastering. So cannot wait for that new album from Sam I Am to come out sometime this fall, and hopefully they'll be able to shoot me an advanced track so I can spin them on the show and get everybody excited for them. So welcome back, guys. A lot of us are thrilled to be hearing new music from you very soon. Now, I originally wanted to bring a more diverse episode because lately I've been playing just a ton of guitar-driven rock on the show, and that's not really the only scene that's going on here in the Bay Area. There's a lot of dream pop, shoegaze, ambient, electronica, acoustic, a lot of stuff that's not just guitar-driven rock, and I promise I will be bringing a lot more variety in upcoming shows. However, in honor of Sam I Am, I've decided that this show is gonna kick some ass, and to continue that, here is Highside with their song Change. Crank it.
fashion. I want you to be like a major possession. Give you a lesson, babe, on how to be rough. Give you a lesson in a little bit of sweet spring.
That was Switchblade Riot with their song Switchblade Love. These guys are from Oakland, California, and they kick ass. They've got some shows coming up on May 19th at the El Rio in San Francisco, and then again on June 2nd at the Parkside. I can't really tell here from the MySpace page, also in San Francisco. But do check these guys out. They've got this song, Switchblade Love, is actually available for free download on their MySpace site at myspace.com/switchbladeriot. And they're only going to make it available for a short period of time. They just sent out a bulletin, I think yesterday, and said, hey, go grab it while you can before we lock it back up. So if you like that song, do go check it out. Again, that's Switchblade Riot from Oakland. And before that, you heard a band from San Jose called Highside. And you can find out more information about them at myspace.com/HIGHCYDE, Highside. And that was their song Change. And these guys kick some major ass as well. That's going to be a theme for this show. It's just going to be kick ass, kick ass, kick ass. And I might as well cuss all I want because stupid iTunes gives me an explicit tag in their show, even though my previous shows couldn't really be more PG-13 if not rated G. So fuck it. I'm going to cuss. And this is what happens when you just decide to do a show without show notes. You just kind of ramble. Highside has a show coming up on June 16th at the Avalon in Santa Clara, so do check them out.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site,
sf.insomniaradio.net. Next up, I'm going to play a set of two bands. Each one of the bands, they're basically two-member bands, for lack of a better word. But this first band is called The Mayfire, and they also have some backing musicians that play with them on stage, unlike the second band that I'm going to play. So let me not pause any further. Here is The Mayfire with Nothing Today.
Thank you.
That was 2 seconds with their song Lemonade, What I Do Best, or What We Do Best. I can't exactly remember at this point. That's Lily plays drums and Sierra plays guitar, and that's it in terms of the band members. And they emphatically state that they are not looking for a bass player. Thank you very much. So you can check them out at myspace.com/2seconds. That's TWOSECONDS, if I can spell. And they've got a bunch of shows coming up. They're going to be playing May 21st, or 20th, 21st, 27th, June 10th, 17th, 24th, July 1st. Check out their myspace.com site for more details. They'll be playing in spots such as Novato in the North Bay, Alameda over here by Oakland, San Rafael Mountain View, Santa Rosa. And they'll be playing the BFD 2000 on June the 10th at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View. And as if, you know, everybody knows what BFD stands for, right? Big fucking deal. Well, that is put on by the Modern Rock station, the local one, at least the biggest local one, Live 105. And can anybody explain to me what Modern Rock means? I have no friggin' clue. So, anyways, check them out. Lily and Sierra, they are a couple fun gals and worth checking out, definitely. And before that, you heard a band out of San Francisco called The Mayfire. And I had mentioned there are basically two members of the band. There's El Pipe, looks like El Pipe, but it's El Pipe on drums, and Kat on guitar. And from the looks of it, I can't tell. The bio doesn't really say much. But these two appear to be a couple, and they just rock really hard. It's kind of like White Stripes sort of turned on its head, where the guy is the drummer instead of the girl, and the girl is the guitarist instead of the guy. But these guys just rock. Kat is originally from Chile, and El Pipe is from Colombia, and they've been in the States for quite a while, and just some really, really good shit. So check them out at myspace.com/themayfire. Okay, today I'm introducing a brand new segment in the show, and I'm calling it Friends of the Family, and I'm talking about the Insomnia Radio family of regional shows. As many of you probably already know, this is just one of many. Seattle's been up and running. Ken is just cranking out, you know, 2 episodes a week. He's already up to number 12. Can't believe it. And San Diego's got a couple of episodes out. Florida just released their 4th. And shortly coming online, we'll have New York, we'll have the UK, and Jason's hinting at other shows as well, Baltimore, Canada, Nashville, you name it. It's just, he's going to basically take over the world with Insomnia Radio shows. And so, because I listen to all these shows, and I think they're fantastic, and they just play some great music, and unfortunately, it's not from the Bay Area. And that's supposed to be what this show is all about, but I'd also like to just showcase some music that's being played on these shows. So it's not probably going to happen every episode, but starting with this one, I'm introducing this new segment, Friends of the Family. And This first one is going to be for Insomnia Radio Seattle, since Ken's doing just such a kick-ass job of getting those shows out there and getting the music to everybody's ears. So rather than let me blah blah on about it, I'm going to let Ken talk about it, his show, and then I'm going to be playing a band from Oregon, actually, and because he spins music from the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Seattle, Vancouver, and so forth, and they are called the Mission 5. But here's Ken to tell you a little bit more about it.
Hi, this is Ken. I'm the host of the brand new show called Insomnia Radio Seattle. The show features Under the Radar, independent music from the great Pacific Northwest. That's from Portland, Oregon to Vancouver, British Columbia, and of course, Seattle, Washington. On these shows, you hear music like, well, just listen to this.
This is where words would go if I had something good to say. Doing on account of me. All that I'm saying is I think you were in love with me. All the pieces fall together, and it's easy to see this vision was a dream. The caffeine went through my veins and it's top of the face, but nothing through my brain. Yeah, for the
no one else will ever.
Now that's just a tiny fraction of the multitude of bands and musicians from the Pacific Northwest you'll be hearing on the show. The music scene up here is exploding, and there are tons of awesome bands. That's seattle.insomniaradio.net, and we'll see you there.